I think we all should have a certain impression now. You know, this is the last session. So by now, we should be impressed that on this earth today, there is a move.
Amen.
And that's God's move.
Amen.
God wants to move on this earth.
Amen.
And that move involves man. And we saw right from the beginning that God is looking for a certain kind of person. One that is seeking after the things of God. One that is not in the tide of this age. One that is contacting God, praying to God. One that God can reveal a vision to. Do you want to be such persons? Oh, that wasn't very loud. Do you want to be such persons?
Amen.
Yes, amen. We want to be the present day Ezekiels,
amen.
Right? Those that God can reveal the vision of his move to us. Wow. And then what does this vision encompass? Well, I think we briefly went through this like a bullet train, right? We saw the vision of the four living creatures. Living, active, moving in coordination with the four faces. And beside them was a great, high, and awesome wheel for God's move.
Amen.
But all of this, actually it depends on something very critical. Right, something very essential. And we realize that actually, without God's word, there cannot be God's move. Right? Even from the very beginning, in creation, there was God speaking his word, right, that spoke things into being. This is God's move. But this morning, I would say this is really just a continuation of last night. And that I hope that we would leave this conference with some practical help, some handles. You know, sometimes when we consider God's move, it's so high, it's so awesome. But actually, we need to realize that it could be brought down to something very simple, something very practical, something that you could apply in your daily living. And I hope at the end of this session, we could see that. How about we read the title together? Praying the Word Personally in Our Daily Living in Order to Walk According to the Spirit. Daily living. This is our burden, young people, that we're not just here for a weekend to see these awesome things, and then we go home and we forget about it. Or we're not able to live according to what we have seen. You know, our brother mentioned last night, actually, if you don't remember anything and you leave away with this one point, that you need to read the Bible. That is sufficient.
Amen.
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 But, you know, this matter of reading the Bible. You know, when you hear reading the Bible, what is that? What does that look like? The title of this message says, Praying the Word. You know, when we read the Bible, it is different from any other reading of a text, of any piece of literature. Reading the Bible requires our spirit.
Amen.
We need to pray.
Amen.
Does somebody have a textbook or something from school? Real quickly. Okay. Chemistry. All right. Let's see. Let's pick a... Okay. This is a chemistry textbook. How many of you are taking chemistry? Okay. I just picked any random page. This is chapter 3, section 11. Using measurements to solve problems. Can measurements really make a difference in how we live? Think about the chapter opener in springtime allergies. When you experience sneezing, coughing, watery eyes, skin rash, or difficulty breathing, your immune system is overreacting to a foreign object called an allergen. You know, I'm afraid, young people, when you read the Bible, there is no difference between the reading of the Bible and the reading of a textbook. Did you know there's a difference? There is a great difference. When you read a chemistry textbook, what are you exercising? Just your mind. You need to read, you need to understand, you need to study.
Thank you.
When you read the Bible, there's more to it. I'm not saying you shouldn't understand the things of the Bible. We should study the Bible. But we need to see, actually, the primary function of the Bible is food.
Right.
It's to feed us. The Bible is living. It's the living Word of God. Actually, we need to realize that behind the Bible is a person. And so when you're approaching the Bible, you know what you're doing? You're approaching God. And so if we read in a right way, actually, you are contacting this living person. And he is able to speak to you. He is able to infuse himself into you. He's able to shine on you. This doesn't happen when you're reading a chemistry book or a novel in English class. Have you seen this? Have you experienced this? Oh, brothers and sisters, I'm so burdened about this matter because you look at Roman numeral 1. Pray reading is the foundation of the Christian living. You know, when we see this word pray reading, the reference is in Ephesians, right? Chapter 6. 17 and 18. And there it says that, you know, we need to receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. But the Spirit there is what? The Word of God. And then following that, in the next verse, it says, by means of all prayer and petition. What does that mean? How do we approach the Word? It needs to be with all prayer.
Amen.
By means of all prayer. This is where we get this phrase, pray reading, from. But I'm afraid that, you know, when we think about pray reading, we might think of just the outward form, right? We think about, actually, a lot of times, the imagery that we have is corporate pray reading, right? You know, standing up, declaring, you know, one or two phrases. That's one aspect of prayer reading. And actually, that's a very enjoyable form of prayer reading. But what we're really burdened for is your personal prayer reading.
Amen.
It's your time spent alone with the Lord over the Word. It's even, you know, reading the Bible. You know, now we're in this... journey of reading one chapter a day. Of course, you might not have a lot of time to really mine out or dig out or pray or masticate. We'll get into that word later. Every single verse of the chapter, but still, as you're reading the Bible, you could pray. You could pray over the verses in a pretty fast way. You know, I can testify there is a big difference in my reading of the Bible when I'm just, you know, trying to get through the verses, right? Because I have a little checkbox that I need to check, right? I have a Bible reading schedule, and I need to, you know, keep up with the schedule. But when I pray as I read, amen. Oh, I receive so much benefit. Amen. I receive so much enjoyment. Amen. I think sometimes the young people among us, when we think of prayer reading or they think of reading the Bible, there's a reaction. Oh, that's not enjoyable. Oh, that's, you know, that's kind of boring. I want to throw that concept, crumble up, and throw it out the window. Amen. Reading the Bible is so enjoyable.
Amen.
It's just that you're doing it wrong. All these years, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, I hope by the time you're in high school, you will learn how to approach the Bible. The foundation. You know what that means? That means this is something hidden, right? This is something solid. This is something that you consider a house. If it doesn't have a strong, sturdy foundation, over time, when the winds come, something might happen, right? Foundation is so important. This is why some of us, as we advance in age, you know, we brought up this matter, you find, oh, my faith is being weakened, right? I don't believe in the Lord as strongly as I did in the past. What we saw, right? Faith comes from hearing.
Amen.
Hearing from the word of Christ.
Amen.
You don't have enough faith because you're not reading the Bible, or you're not reading the Bible correctly. So we need to make sure, right, that our foundation, the foundation of our Christian life, is proper, is strong. And this comes through reading the Bible, and specifically through prayer reading. Okay, so we should move forward. Roman numeral 2. Just as we need to take our meals daily at set times, we need to come to the Lord at set times every day to feast on and be filled with God through His Word and His Spirit. You know, it is marvelous that we have the revelation from the Word that the Bible is food to us. Oh, brothers and sisters. And just like how we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we need to eat the Bible in the same way. And this matter of eating is very subjective. And I would say it's also very personal. When you're younger, you know, I have two young boys, and both in different stages. One can feed himself now. One, he's starting to learn. But, you know, when they were 1 year old, even less than that, they didn't know how to feed themselves. So, you know, mostly mommy, sometimes daddy will need to, you know, give him milk. Start to eat solids, you know, you put a spoon into his mouth. You know, we all start off the same way. But at a certain point, right, wouldn't you agree, in a normal human development, one will need to learn how to feed himself or herself. So do you know how to feed yourself? When we come to the Word, do you know how to feed yourself? Oh, brothers and sisters, you need to learn how to pray read, how to eat, how to enjoy the Word. The second point, the B, this matter of eating, we need to eat at set times. Because just like in the physical realm, in our human life, you don't eat once a week. You don't eat once a few months. You know, we have these conferences. We have Summer School of the Truth. You can't eat from one conference to another. You can't eat from one YP meeting to another. You need to eat daily, even throughout the day. Actually, some of you, you know, physically, you're always eating. You're always hungry. Actually, that should be our attitude, right? During class, you know, you sneak a protein bar, right? Or a granola bar, because you're always hungry. This should be our attitude, right? Why can't we? You know, when we just have some free time, we open up the Word and just pray, read a little. Our view needs to change. Oh, the most important time to receive Christ as food in the time of is the time of our morning revival. When we pray, read, we are eating, drinking, enjoying God. You know, actually the morning time is the best time. Just like how we say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. In the morning time, you are freed from all distractions, right? You are not caught up in what you need to do. And so you could have a very sweet and intimate time with the Lord in His Word. This is so critical. Roman numeral 3 says that when we fellowship with Him, you know, we take the Word and we fellowship with Him and we meet Him face to face. That's the true meaning of morning revival. You know, morning revival is not just something you do. It's not a formality. It's not just, you know, some of you are familiar with this book. It's not just reading through, you know, one portion from this book. But it's touching God.
Amen.
It's meeting Him face to face.
Right.
The issue of morning revival is what? Is that you're revived.
Amen.
You feel invigorated. You feel full of life. You feel like the Lord spoke to you that morning. That's what it means by morning revival. And so we need to do that with the Word. Maybe at this time, actually, I was considering to do this. I don't want this session to just be something very preachy. It's not me just telling you what it means to pray, read, or have morning revival. So maybe we can have a demonstration. So I need some college sisters. How about Jay-Z and Phoebe Lamb? Because I know them, and they won't mind me picking on them. And then on the brother's side, I know Kevin in the back. You're on AV. How about you come to the front, too? Okay, why don't you guys quickly come to the front? Because sometimes I feel like when we read or when people explain pray reading to us, it's still kind of abstract. We don't quite know what that looks like, right? Even when we read, actually in the ministry, there are many times where Brother Lee is writing or explaining what pray reading is. But I have a burden that we can offer you some sort of demonstration, okay? Of course, this is not ideal because in personal pray reading, you're not all here, right? If Kevin was having a time alone with the Lord, you know, we're not here. It's just him and God, right? But still, I think we could receive some benefit to this. Don't be nervous. You didn't know that I was going to do this. But I gave you hints because I was asking some of you which section you were in. So how about you move to the front? Okay, let's go to day 3. These are easy verses, very enjoyable verses. So how about Kevin? You just, okay. So the point of this is we want to demonstrate what personal prayer reading looks like.
Amen.
You pray read, right? On your own, yeah. You're a college student now. You should, you know, have some sort of, right? Yeah, skills in this. So how about, you don't have to take too long, maybe a minute, less than a minute. Just take Jeremiah 15:16a, okay? And just, you know, try to pretend we're not here. Okay, and we're not going to say amen, right? Because when we personally pray read, you don't have a chorus of amens, right? So don't say amen, just, you know, just listen.
Amen. Jeremiah 15:16a. Your words were found and I ate them.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, your words. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you. I have your word this morning. Your words were found. Oh, Lord, thank you that I have you. I have this word and I can find it. Oh, and I ate. Lord, cause me to eat today. Lord, feed me, Lord Jesus. Oh, your words were found and I ate them. Lord, cause me to be one who eats your word.
Amen. Okay, Jay-Z, how about 48, John 6:48.
Amen. I am the bread of life. Thank you, Lord, that you're the bread of life. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would be life to me this morning. Thank you, I can eat you this morning. Lord, I just want to take you in moment by moment.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Phoebe, John 6:51. You don't need to do the whole thing, just... yeah, whatever you want to stop.
I am the living bread. Lord, thank you, Lord. You are the living bread. Thank you, Lord. You are the living bread.
Amen.
Oh, you're living. Thank you, Lord. You're the living bread. Lord, I want to eat you, Lord, this morning. Eat you as the living bread. Oh, which came down out of heaven. Lord, this morning, I just open my heart to you. I want to open my heart to the heaven. Thank you, Lord. Your bread is the living bread.
Amen.
Oh, coming down out of heaven. Lord, oh, I join myself to you. I want to eat you this morning. Eat you as the living bread.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. So now some critiques. You can sit down. They're all positive. Don't worry. So there is a big difference. I don't know if you notice. There is a big difference between our personal prayer reading and our corporate prayer reading. One thing that you should have picked up, right, just from this brief demonstration is they personalized the Word of God. There was a lot of I, me, Lord, I want to eat the living bread. Lord, feed me. Lord, me. This is, you know, prayer reading is something very personal. It's between you and the Lord. Imagine, you're at a table, and you're just eating a meal. Actually, you're eating the Lord, but you're also eating with Him. The other thing is, there was a effort to not go so fast. Right? And actually, I feel this is sometimes a struggle with a lot of the young people, is that when you come to a verse, you speed through it. You pray maybe once or twice, but you haven't really touched the essence of it. You know, the college student, they labored, you know, a little bit on a particular phrase. Maybe, did you pick up, some of them emphasized a particular word because that word touched them and they were praying over that word. You know, later on in this outline, there's this point on masticate. Do you know that word masticate? How about we look at that right now?
Chew.
To chew, right? This is under Roman numeral 4. How about we read... under A, well, let's read A together, 1 and 2. Go.
We need to chew the cud, eating the word of God by chewing it again and again.
Chewing the cud signifies eating the word of God with much consideration and reconsideration. Chew the cud to masticate and power the words of God.
Chewing the cud. That means to masticate. I think a lot of us, we're familiar with John chapter 6, right? Actually, that was one of the verses that our sister was praying over. In 51, I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread. And then later on, it says in verse 57, that as the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. He is the living bread, and we need to eat him. But did you know that word eat literally means masticate? And what is masticate? Masticate means chewing the cud. It means to eat with much consideration, much reconsideration. So the example is like a cow. You know, I read online that normally it takes 1 to 3 days for a cow to fully digest what it eats. Because it has, what, 4 stomachs? And it goes from one to another, 4 chambers. And sometimes it even, maybe some of you know this, I'm not too familiar, but it kind of spits it back up, and then it chews again, and it goes back down, right? That's how we should handle the word. We need to consider it throughout the day. Do you have that experience? Maybe you're reading the word, and then, you know, all of a sudden in the middle of the day, it pops back up. Oh, and then you just chew it some more, and it goes back down, right? Maybe in the evening, right? It comes back up again. Oh, then you could chew it some more. You know, rice or bread, starch, these kind of things, when you chew for a period of time, the saliva starts to break it down, right? And it starts to become sweet, right? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should try it. Try it when you go home. You chew. Eat a spoonful of rice and chew. Chew on it 10, 15 times, and it becomes sweet. You know what that reminded me is in Psalm 119, verse 103, how sweet are your words to my mouth. How sweet. There's no bound, right? How sweet. It's so sweet. Are your words to my taste? Is the Bible sweet to you? Maybe not so much. Why? Because we didn't learn how to masticate. And I feel like especially now in your generation, and even particularly since we're in the Northeast, I think these things have a certain effect, and that is we're so fast-paced. You know, people in the Northeast, we just move faster than the other people around the country, maybe besides the Bay Area, but we're just, you know, go, go, go. And with technology today, with social media, Instagram, you know, you just swipe, swipe, swipe. And it's like information here, you know, always. And so we're accustomed to this. And so when we read the Bible, swipe from one verse to another. We just, you know, take it in as just information. That's not the proper way. We need to spend time. Slow down. I hope next time you're pray reading the word, you can have an image of me telling you to slow down. 5 miles per hour. You're not on a freeway. Slow down. You know, it's okay to not finish the entire verse. You could just focus on a phrase. And actually, that's my testimony. That's my experience. Sometimes, you know, we have, this is such a great tool. And there's 2 or 3 verses listed. But sometimes with my personal morning revival with the Lord, I don't get through all the verses. It's okay. Sometimes it's just one phrase. I could just share, even recently, this past week, the church has been on actually what you're all covering, the wind, the cloud, the fire, and electrum. And in day 2, I remember the verses for Jehovah, your God, is a consuming fire. Actually, that's a very short verse already. But what touched me that morning was Jehovah, your God. Your God. That phrase, your God. I couldn't leave that phrase, your God, because it spoke to me. Actually, another helpful point is sometimes the word will speak to you and cause you to confess. And you could just do it right there. I had to confess, Lord, you're not my God in all things. Lord, I repent. You are my God. I want you to be my God. I declare by faith, you are my God. Be my God over all things. In the big matters, in the small matters, in my relationships, in my work, at home, be my God. Amen. One phrase, you could spend minutes, many minutes, and you could pray over that in that kind of way. I'm just giving you some helpful points that I found. Sometimes it's good to, and I think we picked it up too, is say thank you, right? Thank you, Lord, you are the bread of life. Amen. Thank you, Lord, you came down out of heaven to be my supply. We could thank the Lord. We could even amen the word. I know, you know, when we personally pray read, nobody else is there to amen you, but you could amen yourself. You could say amen, right? We have a song. Da-da, amen the, well, no. Amen the word of God. I won't try to sing it.
Amen the word of God.
Yeah, amen the word of God. So when you are praying over the verses, you can say amen. That means, yeah, I agree. Amen. Amen. Man shall not live on bread alone. Amen. Amen. Lord, I don't want to live on bread alone. Amen. But on every word. Amen. Try that. Hope you could put that into your practice. Another thing is to sing, right? Actually, Kevin, you know, when he was praying over the verse, right? Feed me, Lord Jesus. Actually, sometimes, you know, as you're praying, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, as you're praying over the word, all of a sudden you start to sing. Feed me, Lord Jesus, give me to drink, fill all my hunger, quench all my thirst, flood me with joy, be the strength of my life, fill all my hunger, quench all my thirst. We could do that, right? As we're praying, maybe a little song or a hymn will well up in your heart. And as you're spending time with the Lord, you could just sing. We could sing the word, right? To get the word into us. And then finally, I would say another helpful point is we always want to try our best to allow the Lord to finish his speaking. As we're spending time with the Lord over the word, it's not just one way. It's not just, you know, we telling the Lord this, or, but we need to listen. We need to wait. Wait in silence. Actually, that's what the psalmist said, that my soul waits in silence. We need to learn how to just linger in his presence, to allow the Lord to speak to us. I think you all know the example, right, of Abraham, the three men. Two were angels. One was the son of God coming to visit Abraham. And there was something in God's heart concerning Lot. And he needed somebody to intercede. That was on his heart. But what if Abraham, you know, after they finished eating, you know, just sent the three men away? Okay, all right. It's good seeing you guys. All right, see you later. No, that didn't happen, right? Actually, if you read closely, it says the two men, the two angels went, and then Abraham remained there with Jehovah, right? That should be our attitude. We need to remain in the presence of God to allow him to speak to us. So I hope we can pick up some of these things. And actually, there's a lot. There's a lot more. And young people, If you don't quite know how to pray, read, or enjoy the Word of God, you can always open for fellowship. Just ask somebody. Ask your serving one. All these years, actually, I don't know how to pray read. Help me. Right? This is something so enjoyable, but it requires a certain training, certain practice. How many of you find enjoyment in playing an instrument? Right, there's some enjoyment. How about playing a sport? Yeah, there's some enjoyment, right? You know, all these things. Maybe when you first picked it up, when you first started playing the piano, it wasn't so pleasant, right? You had to do some drills and, you know, not so pleasant. But after time, as you started to learn, as you started to pick up how to play the piano or the guitar, it became enjoyable. So don't say reading the Bible is not enjoyable. You just need to learn. You need to pick it up. Okay. Because of time, maybe we could finish the outline. How about we come to Roman numeral 5? Pray reading is the best way to walk according to the Spirit. Amen. Brothers A and sisters B.
Our daily life as Christians should be a life walking by the Spirit, to live Christ by expressing Him with all of His excellent virtues.
Sister B. Amen. So this is really our going on, right? Our going on from this weekend is to walk in our spirit, to be in the move of God by prayer reading His Word, in our reading of the Bible, right? And we need to actually learn that when you think about the move of God, it's not something so foreign or abstract. Actually, I hope that we realize that when we approach the Word, we are in the move of God. When we allow the Word to speak to us, we're allowing God to move. Because really, God's move is just the advancement of His economy. Amen. And He wants to advance in you. He doesn't want you to remain the same. In 1 Peter 2:2, it says that, you know, we need to long for the godless milk of the Word, that by it we may grow. Right? And then following that, it says, if you have tasted that the Lord is good. What is good? What requires our tasting? The Word. The guileless milk of the Word. God has given the Bible to us as food for us to enjoy, so that by enjoying it, we can grow. This is to advance. This is a daily matter, a moment-by-moment matter. And so, are we willing? Are we willing? Are we willing to cooperate with God in His move?
Amen.
So it all comes down to this very simple, very practical, not very abstract, how to read the Bible, how to enjoy the Word. Well, I think I'll just end here. So for the schedule, the rest of this time, we won't have you respond right now because we need to prepare for the Lord's table meeting. But maybe we could just pray two by two, and then we'll give direction on how we want to set up the meeting, this area, for the table meeting. But let's first pray, and then we'll go on from there.